This audio contains adult languages and content. This audio is created purely for entertainment purposes only. Any actions in this audio is not given permission nor encouraging of doing so. It is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18. It may not be suitable for all adult listeners. All actions within this audio is fictional and should not be taken literal. Listen at your own discretion. I pull up to the apartment building a few minutes early. The parking lot is partially gravel, with a few dead cars that have been there for so long. The pavement underneath them is a different color. The apartment building is one of a dozen eyesores in an avoided part of town. Patchwork roofs, mismatched doors, and ugly banisters on the tiny walkways that pass for balconies. I turn off my car and exhale. Am I really going to do this? Apparently. Watch, I'm going to walk into this apartment and it's going to be a bunch of cops or something. Although, if this is some kind of sting, they could have picked a better place to do it. This complex would have to be renovated to even count as shady. I'm worried about my car getting boosted. It's not a real nice car, but it's nicer than anything else in this parking lot. Of course, given how few cars are around, I'm not even sure how many of these apartments are occupied. The whole place might be filled with squatters. I don't know if that's better or worse. Curiosity and preferred horniness get the better of me, and I get out. I check my jeans and my black t-shirt. She stipulated no logos or brand names can be visible, so I head across the site bridge to the middle level of the building that's built on the side of a hill. Apartment 1607D. Red door, with part of the paint scraped off by age, weather, and God knows what else. Police raids? I knock. My heart is racing. In my head, I repeat, I'm not saying anything unless a lawyer is present. I'm not saying anything unless a lawyer is present. The door opens, and there she is, a young girl, mid-teens at the absolute oldest, giant almond eyes, light brown hair pulled back in a ponytail, pink tank top and jean shorts with flip-flops on. She looks like she's ready to go to the pool. She smiles. Not with delight, but with relief. You came. She sounds surprised. Yeah, I say. Kind of forcing my way inside. I don't know if I don't want to be seen entering, or I don't want to be outside in a dodgy complex, but I shut the door behind me. I gestured down to my wardrobe. Is this acceptable? I think we're going to amend the shooting schedule, she says, like she's trying to use industry buzzwords. She digs her toe into the yellow linoleum tiles of the kitchen and landing of her dive apartment. She also presses her index fingers together as she winces apologetically. I hope that's okay. I shrug, ambivalent. She's trying to sound like a professional, but it just comes off like a sixth grader playing pretend. I'm just waiting for the cops to come and arrest me. The apartment is a mess, but there's an attempt to make it nice. The carpet is filthy. It looks like it hasn't been vacuumed in ever, but it's been swept. The counters of the kitchen are stained, but also brushed, like they've been cleaned with just water and paper towels. There's a toaster and a microwave on the counter, a drying station in the sink, which is odd because there's a dishwasher. So, let me just check on your course stars. And then she starts to say when there's another knock on the door. There are the police. I turn as the girl uses a step stool by the door to check through the people. She unlocks the door again and pulls it open. A woman with shoulder length black hair enters. She's wearing a flowing blue blouse with one shoulder exposed and jeans like me. She sees me and looks immediately on edge. Hi, I'm Ryan, I tell her immediately. I just hand out to her nervously and we shake. Gia, she says, shaking my hand awkwardly. Okay, the girl says as she steps adjacent to us in the landing of the apartment. Everybody's here, so I'll go check on your co-stars. Gia looks very confused and uncomfortable. Are you and me? She asks me and gestures between us. The girl looks unsure what to say but offers, not unless you want to. All three of us seem confused. I'm going to go get your co-stars, the girl says as she rushes out of the room, her flip-flops kicking against her heels. I look at Gia and express my worry. We both sort of meander into the living room. There's a long couch with two cell phones. On the cheap dining table in front of it, there's an old-style TV on the floor and a video game system connected to it. Not even a NAM brand one. One of those cheap store brand systems that has a dozen games from the 30 years ago loaded onto it. So, Gia ventures as she looks at the nearer phone. Is this your first foray into adult films too? Yeah, I concur, looking out the sliding doors of the balcony. The view overlooks a dead field that was either a trash dump or a building that collapsed and no one cared. Jasmine there told me she was directing. Gia walks closer to me. When do you think the cops are going to bust out? Oh, like any second, I affirm, and she laughs, both nervously and with relief that she's not the only paranoid one. We hear a door open, and we're joined by Jasmine and two younger kids. A boy with a cheap crew cut, and a girl just a bit younger than Jasmine. Her hair is pulled to either side in long braided pigtails, the end in bows. Both kids are totally naked. Standing between the two kids, Jasmine says, "So, which one of you wants to shoot your scene first?" It's hard to maintain an erection as Jasmine adjusts the cell phone. She's got it set up on a tripod and is staring at the screen. "Okay," she tells her sister. Candy is definitely in elementary school. She has no hips and the tiniest of buds of breast. Little more than slight raises beneath the pinkest nipples in the world. She's wearing knee-high socks as she kneels on all fours, pigtails jingling down by her cherubic face. With the okay from her sister, she lowers her face down to my bare dick and begins to lick the head. I immediately stiffen, my whole body and my intensifying reaction. She glides her tongue down the spine to the top of my balls and circles around them. For a little girl, she's got a defined back that I can't help but put my hand on. I slide my fingers down to her butt and feel the firm young skin. It's then that she wraps her lips around my head and sucks as she swirls the tip of her tiny tongue around the barest tip. I moan and roll my head back, my eyes open, and I remember I'm being watched and filmed. Jasmine's entranced, watching the screen of the phone. Her little brother is watching the screen too, as if more interested in the movie than what is capturing. Gia is watching the action, biting her lip. Candy pulls off my head with a wet pop, a string of saliva stretching from contact to her mouth. She wipes her lips with the back of her hand as she sits up, those little pseudo-breasts right at eye level. She pants for a second, slender shoulders and chest rising and falling. Then she kneels down again. This time, she goes for the gusto. little neck tenses and moves, her hair bouncing up and down with her head, her lips sliding up and down my shaft, coating it with her saliva. I moan again, unable to control myself. Her mouth is still so small, so tiny. She can barely get past my head before I feel the back of her narrow little throat. And she's relaxing it, opening it, fitting her way down my shaft. Fuck, I gasp, already edging close. The little girl bolts up, young eyes, huge, face flushed with shock. She then giggles and curls a little, laughing at somebody saying a bad word. Is it okay? She asks nervously, tiny little butt wiggling as she shifts on her knees on the couch right next to her. You're incredible, I tell her. She beams like an angel. Hang on, before you... Jasmine moves the tripod a bit, shifting slightly to the side. I want to make sure we get everything. Everything? I ask, nervous. I look at Gia. You said our faces... Gia starts to ask. I mean his cum, Jasmine tells her as she adjusts a setting on the phone. I look at Candy as she applies just layer upon layer of cherry lip balm to her lips, the same color as her nipples. I reach up and put my hand on her chest, thumb wiping over her nipple. She giggles and coils up again, and I say sorry. No, it's fine, she says. She presents her chest like an obedient daughter. I can't help but filling her up further, very gently massaging her breasts between my thumb and fingers. She again sort of shimmies on her knees, a young body not quite knowing what to do with the filling. Okay, Jasmine tells her sister, we're ready. Candy doesn't hesitate as she dives face first into my lap. She licks the head and then opens her mouth. Then her throat. There's a loud wet slip of a noise that I nearly drown out with my moan. She goes down, halfway to the base, then comes up, pops off a gasp, and she takes another breath, and down she goes again, just as deep. Now she starts to glide up and down from the head to the middle of the shaft. I can feel the edge of her throat coaxing along the shaft, tightly squeezing me, making me groan. Oh my god. You can see her neck, the little boy observes, before his sister shushes him. I can't take it. I open my eyes and look at Gia, who is mesmerized by this little girl deep-throating me. The nervousness, the hotness, the self-consciousness, it's all too much. I gasp and spasm forward, groaning in the agonizing bliss that fills me. I stop myself, just short of bucking with my hips, afraid I'd hit the tiny girl in the face. She stays glued to me, her lips, her throat, around my shaft as it pulses, flexing and throbbing. I feel my seed just absolutely gush out, but it's trapped inside her mouth. I stiffen up against the couch, eyes clamped shut, desperate to keep from just screaming in bliss. I finally tense so much my calves start to cramp, and one intense grunt escapes me. I melt into the couch, panting. I've had some amazing orgasms in my life, but this left them all behind. I'm gasping, a sheen of sweat on my brow. I'm honestly a little dizzy. Candy, the little girl who just sucked me off, pulls up. My cum dribbling out of her lips down onto her tiny little chin. She smiles like my moaning was the greatest thing she's ever heard. My cumming the most fun she's ever had. She licks the cum-coated upper lip with a tongue covered in white seed and takes a breath. I can see a pool of white cum inside her mouth, coating her teeth and her cheeks. She rubs her chest just like I did as she swallows every last drop. She smiles again and asks, did I do okay, Daddy? I swear, I'm getting another erection already. Cut! Jasmine says with delight. Good job, Candy, she tells her younger sister. She looks at Gia and says, you're up. The boy named Kyle sits down in the middle of the couch, right where I was a few minutes ago. Like his sister, he's just at the edge of puberty. Still, narrow shoulders, straight hips, and the slightest definition of muscle at his shoulders. And he has an effortless set of abs that kids never appreciate. He looks like one of those boys who plays all the sports. Sandy brown hair and a couple of freckles only adds to his youthfulness. Chia comes out of the bathroom in just her underwear. It's a black thong with a lace pattern, really more of a transparent decoration than any kind of covering. She lets her black hair fall loose around her shoulders as she comes to the couch. Kyle's just sitting there, giant eyes looking up at the woman he's never met until a few moments ago. Jasmine gestures and mouths were filming from behind the cell phone on the tripod. Me and Candy watch. The girl who just gave me possibly the best blowjob of my life is in the bathrobe that still has the tag from the department store on the collar. She's watching the screen more than the action it's capturing. Gia approaches the boy on the couch, takes one final breath before the plunge. She drops down to her knees before the boy, a third, hell, a quarter her age, and gently takes hold of his penis. The boy's flaccid members clearly as nervous as he is. A tiny nub, she can barely hold it between her thumb and index finger. "It's okay," she cues to him, smiling up at the boy as she starts to stroke. They're quick. Gentle strokes, gliding up the spongy skin to the tip and then back down to the base. She leans closer and blows low breath on it, then looks up the head. Kyle lets out a childish whimper, and he shifts on his little hips. His prepubescent movement seems to just go Gia on. As he stiffens, so too does his tiny cock. It extends the length of my pinky, and about the girth of it too. Gia is able to more firmly grasp it, now between her thumb and two fingers, just a bit too short for her fist, though. She begins to stroke more vigorously. She smiles up at the boy who is churning on the couch, his hands pushed down deep into the cushions. She kisses the head, licks it, swirls her tongue around the tip, and then she dives down. It probably doesn't even fill her mouth, but it's still impressive to watch the boy's cock disappear and repeat as Gia dives down, going all the way to the base and then coming back up so that only the very tip is still in her lips. She pulls off, after a few strokes with her mouth, a wet pop, filling the room of the apartment. Stroking his cock with her hand, she leans between his legs, licking his thighs. Kyle moans again and seems to instinctively lift his legs up, like he's in the most blissful pain. Gia sucks her own finger for a second, then puts the digit right against Kyle's anus. He yelps in pleasure as she pushes it just a tiny bit inside. The young boy's tiny cock is twitching on its own now, as rigid as his youth is able. Gia goes back to the head and devours it entirely, sucking his cock into her mouth and even going so low as to fit his tiny puckered balls into her lips as well. She sucks so hard, we can see her cheeks tug in, see her throat tighten. Cal whimpers and even yelps like a puppy as he tries to crawl away from more pleasure than he can handle. Gia reaches up to Cal's smooth chest and pinches his nipple. Just a quick twist of her thumb against her forefinger knuckle. It's too much stimulation for the boy. He squeals and pants loudly. Gia abandons everything but his cock. She begins to bathe it, devour it, stroke it with just the broad front of her tongue. The clear wash of prepubescent cum comes souping out from her lips as she's stroking his cock still more with her lips and tongue. It dribbles all over her chin and lips as she keeps at it. Finally, the pressure starts to subside and the mind-blown Kyle starts to instinctively crawl away. Gia pulls off of him and straddles him on the couch. Jasmine follows the action. As the Asian woman drapes herself over the young boy she just sucked off, her lips and chin covered in his cum, she kisses him right on the lips. She pushes her cum-soaked tongue into his mouth, spreading his own seed all over his tongue. When she finally pulls off, both their mouths glisten with his clear release. Gia looks at the tiny boy and strokes the side of his face and whispers, "Good boy." "Thank you, Mommy," he tells her breathlessly. Gia only smiles wider. "Cut!" announces Jasmine. She takes the phone out of the tripod and starts working with it. "Okay," she says as her mind races. "Lisa, Zach, both of you need to take showers." "I'm Candy," Lisa tells her older sister. "Candy," Jasmine quickly corrects. "Right, sorry, go get a shower," and then she blinks for a second and says, Kyle, after Candy's done, you take a shower." The two youngest kids quickly toddle off. Kyle, or Zach, or whatever his name is too brain drain to argue. I can't blame him. Candy, or I guess Lisa, left my brain in off mode too. Despite that, my pants are positively throbbing after I watched Gia put on an absolute clinic. Jasmine exhales and then turns to me and Gia. "Specifically me. There's one more scene. Can you go again?" I only vaguely remember the details of the hiring interview. "Sure," I say. "I'm hard, but I'm not sure how well Captain Gemini will work." Gia clearly doesn't remember the details and asks, "What scene?" Jasmine is already folding up the tripod as she absolutely reminds us both the rape scene. There's a dungeon at the bottom of the apartment building. With four apartments at each level, it appears to be an unfinished apartment turned into a storage space. Since it's the corner of the building built into the side of the hill, so there are no windows, I guess it makes sense. The room is all cinder block and concrete, with little stalls sectioned off with chicken wire and antiquated wooden post. There's a lot of trash in here, both referring to the stuff people store and little refuse. The room is lit by two bare bulbs, so it's definitely lit like a dungeon. Jasmine leads me and Gia to the back of the dungeon, our footsteps still echoing in the slight chill. The last doll is curled around her corner in the construction, isolated from being seen by the door into the space. There are metal shackles on the floor. Jasmine opens the door, secured with a combination lock you'd expect to see on a school locker. Given how young she is, I'm guessing it's her locker? "Okay," she says as she carries the tripod and cell phone in with us. "Gia, can you film?" she asks that as she sets up the tripod and establishing the shot. Me and the other adult look at each other, not sure what's about to happen. Jasmine walks to and from the rear of the cell, checking the camera placement. Then she takes the shackles and throws one over the metal I-beam that runs to the center of the room, making sure the shackles are equal. She then strips off her t-shirt. A pair of tiny breasts pop out, pink nipples standing up immediately in the cold. She then unbuttons and tucks off her shorts, not even unzipping them. Pink panties with some lace design barely covering her. She starts for the shackle and then looks expectantly at me. "What are we doing?" I ask. "Another blowjob," she tells me. My dick twitches just hearing a young girl say that. But I'm not getting the atmosphere. "I'm going to pretend like you're raping me. Just get off." "How?" I ask. The young teen girl shrugs her narrow shoulders like she doesn't know or care. She affixes the shackles around her tiny wrists and then slowly lowers down, her arms pulled up over her head. Her knees don't quite touch the floor. I exhale. Really not okay with this. I look at Gia, who shares my concern. but seems to share Jasmine's abhorrence. I pull off my shirt again and start to take off my pants. I've already come once. I'm not sure how good I'm going to be. But one look at the naked middle school girl in front of me and I start to stiffen further. Once I've stripped, Jasmine tells Gia, "Give us an action and a cut." She looks at me and says, "I'm going to be crying and stuff, but just keep going." "Is there a safe word or something?" I ask, like I expect her to side against this. "No. Why?" she asks, confused, her hands over her head. "Look, I'm not sure about this," I say, looking back at Gia, then again at Jasmine. "You said it was okay." Jasmine practically whines like the little girl she actually is, and not the film director she's pretending to be. "Pineapple," Gia says loudly. She repeats, "Pineapple," to Jasmine and explains, "If he gets too hard or something, say pineapple, and he'll stop immediately." "Okay," Jasmine tells her, again like a bratty tween. Gia looks at me, and I'm almost mad that she's found a way to make this work. She looks through the screen of the phone, adjusted a tiny bit, then breathes out, "Action." Jasmine's chin immediately starts to shake. She pulls back against the chains holding her and sways a bit. "No," she begs, tears appearing in her eyes. She shakes her head, hair shaking as she pulls back. "But please, no." "What am I doing?" I just sigh. "In for a dime, in for a dollar." I paid over to the girl as she tries to back away but can't. She tugs on the chains and whimpers into a terrified squeal as I grab her head. Holding a fist full of her hair in one hand, I grab her chin with the other. I hold her head perfectly still. I put my semi-hard dick at her lips and she tries to shut them while she squeals in desperation. Staying in character, I push my fingers into her cheeks and force her mouth open, forcing my cock into her mouth. She howls in protest and tries to yank her head away, but my head on her jaw and in her hair keeps her still. I push all the way inside her lips, driving all the way into the base. She can't do anything as my dick swells and the head reaches against the back of her mouth. I draw back a little and then thrust forward again. Her wet mouth slicks up the shaft and my head pushes through to her throat. Each thrust sends me further back, stretching out her mouth and extending down her throat. My hips start to thrust and this stops being a blowjob. I'm fucking her throat. The suction of her lips feels amazing, but her tight opening at the back of her mouth cups my head and I roll my head back. She keeps squirming and squealing, tears streaming down her face as I keep thrusting deeper and deeper inside of her. I hold off as long as I can, but it's getting to be too much. I groan and even shout before I lose control. My thrust turns frantic and erratic, and I burst again. I feel myself unload inside her throat, passing her mouth entirely. I groan a few times, forcing wet slaps as I thrust into her face, before I finally withdraw my cock. Saliva, tears, and cum are coating my shirt. When I pull out, she gasps with a desperate sob and lets loose a mournful cry. The sadist in me apparently loves it because my cock twitches and two wet gobs of cum splashes out on her face. She shudders and begins to cry quietly, whimpering, "Please stop," again and again. Over and over, she sobs, "Please stop, please." Frantic sobs, I back away, almost stumbling back, my dick still twitching, the cool air of the storage space making the saliva and tears sting. I back up to the door, mortified, a look at Gia, who is pale-faced and wide-eyed. She looks down at the phone, still filming the crying victim who is begging for mercy. "Cut!" Gia stammers. And like a light switch, Jasmine looks up through her tears. "Did it come out okay?" she asks immediately. What? Gia stammers, her own voice wet with tears. I'm catching my breath. Jasmine just slides her little hand right out of the shackles without any trouble and gets up. She wipes her tears out of her eyes and cum off her lips. impact's quickly over. She replays the video and looks genuinely relieved. Oh, wow, that's perfect. She rubs her hands together to wipe free the moisture of my cum. As she watches the whole thing, that looks real, right? She asks Gia. Gia looks too stunned to even venture to answer. Okay, Gia says, young mind racing. She grabs up her shorts and unzips them, then climbs into them and does them back up. So once I get the money for these videos, I'll have your cut. And once they're sold, we can schedule the next shoots. Sound good? She pulls up on her shirt, which she gets on backwards but doesn't notice. Is it okay if you pick up your money then, or do you want me to PayPal you both or something? I'm still butt naked in some poorly lit storage room where I feel like I just throat raped a middle school girl. So I just say that's fine. Gia looks just as unsure. Okay, I'll give you both a call in a day or two. Jasmine takes up the tripod and the phone and rushes past us like she's got a million things to do. Me and Gia are left alone in the dungeon. Things are awkward after that simulated rape. I pull through the light a few intersections out from the apartment complex. Gia in the passenger seat. I finally sigh and say, so, you really rode the bus? Yeah. She half laughs. If this was a sting or something, I didn't want my car stuck there. That's good thinking. We pass a shopping center with three different cellular stores and a car repair shop with no garage. I'm guessing you came across the same ad? Yeah, I nod, selling in for the interstate. I was sure it was a, I don't know what, but it just seemed too, I don't know, obvious, but sincere, something. I don't know, but it was like the interview. Yeah, Gia agrees. Where'd she interview you? A mall food court, I tell her. Gia laughs. Yeah, me too. Was she wearing that suit? And glasses, I add. God, it was like, you can't seriously think you look like a grown-up. I think half the reason I came today was just the simple incredulity of it all, Gia shares as she shakes her head, looking out the window. It's like this little girl's playing dress-up and wants me to take her seriously. Right? And then I dress her up, what, all we just did? Yeah. Yeah, Gia agrees. An awkward silence ensues. So, what do you do? Gia says to fill the silence. I look at her and considered whether or not I really want to get that chummy with this person. But then I decide if we're both having sex with kids, we'd sort of cross the line together. In for a dime, in for a dollar. The medical school? You're a doctor? She asks, like she doesn't believe it's possible. I shake my head, used to that. HR, I help the grads and postdoctorates. Fuck everything from timesheets to work visas. She nods, pursing her lips a little. You? I ask her. Consultant, she says. Business consultant, which means I work from home mostly. Lots of Zoom calls and stuff. She points ahead and says, this is my exit. It's pretty quiet the rest of the way. We pull up to the single family house on the road towards a cul-de-sac, fenced in yard with a trampoline, two-car garage, light green exterior with brick segments, flower bed by the mailbox that's the shape of a red barn. I put the car in park, but Gia doesn't get out immediately. She sits for a moment, then half turns to me. Look, I normally wouldn't ask, but I didn't exactly get mine, and I'm still really turned on. Do you want to come inside and give me a hand? This is the strangest goddamn day. Do I want to? Yes. I'm empathetic about this woman's a tad bit older than me, but she's got a body that screams daily yoga, if not home gym. Can I? I doubt it. I laugh. I've came twice in the last hour. I'm not sure how much I'm good for. I quickly add, I mean, I'm game. I can. I waggle my fingers playfully. She seems amused by my assumption that she wants sex. I was thinking something a bit more extreme. The house is what I expect. Lots of framed pictures from family vacations. Good plates in a Corio cabinet, carpet and hardwood floors, a room with a sofa that the family doesn't actually use. It's in here that I'm sat down, and it's in here that Gia comes into a moment later, totally nude. She's got larger breasts than I could appreciate back at the film set, given her petite but toned Asian frame. I'm willing to wager they're modest implants. She's pulled her hair back into a ponytail again and seems unbothered to pad barefoot and buck naked in front of me to sit on the tan couch next to me. She's got something red in her hand. She leans back and says, "Okay." I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, but she holds whatever's in her hand to her nose and inhales. She slides her fingers down between her legs and starts circling. She's immediately breathing hard. I decide she didn't invite me in just to be a spectator. So I shift and glide my hand over her near breast, catching her dark nipple between my middle and ring finger. "Is this okay?" I ask, and she nods quickly, biting her lower lip. She widens her legs, her fingers sliding along the tender skin between her legs. She pushes the gentle folds apart and starts applying careful abuse. I can tell when she starts on her clip because she thrusts her chest forward and starts to grind her hips into the couch. I reach across for the other breasts, massaging them both. It's awkward sitting next to her, but I watch as she takes whips from the red handful. Her eyes flutter with imagination as she alternates between circling her clit and slapping it with the broad of her hand. "Tell me you're going to fuck her ass," Gia whispers, starting to climb. I lean close, which is even more awkward, and whisper into her ear, "I'm going to fuck her ass." "Harder," Gia says, as her hand gliding up and down over her loins. She whimpers and is rocking into her abuse. "I'm going to fuck her ass," I repeat more forcefully. "I'm going to hold her down, shove my cock into her ass." She groans. "I'm going to rape her ass in front of—" Gia inhales sharply and stiffens. She goes absolutely rigid, from her toes to her torso. I hear joints pop as she holds her breath so long her face starts to turn red. She suddenly gasps and shouts and starts fully slapping her pussy. She screams and jerks violently, screaming, "Don't stop! Don't stop!" I pinch both her nipples hard, crumbling up her breast in my grasp, and I growl, "I'm going to rape her fucking ass right in front of you." She screams so loud, I'm sure the neighbors heard. She just bellows and howls, deep and guttural, bending forward into her orgasm. It probably lasts for a good 30 seconds before she falls back against the couch like a balloon deflating. She slumps up against me, lays her head on my shoulder. I put an arm around her and hold her close. I trace patterns of her affection over her chest, her stomach, her smooth thighs as she calms down. After a lot of panting and vacant staring, she whispers sleepishly, "Fuck." I snicker, "You know, I thought I knew how to pleasure a woman, but if that's what a good orgasm looks like—" "That wasn't an orgasm," she tells me, head against my chest. "That was a religious experience." We both laugh. I help her cool down a bit, even let her doze for a moment in the afterglow, before she fully falls asleep, though I ask, "Whose panties are those?" Gia opens her hand to reveal the red thong she's been sniffing. I can tell she averts her eyes, probably in shame. I glance at the family pictures on the wall and deduce, "Are those your daughters?" She doesn't have to confirm. I take it that's who I was raping in the ass. Another long silence, but more pleasant than others. Finally, Gia sits up and looks at me. "You should probably go. My daughter will be home soon. I nod. I'll hold her for a bit longer, though, letting the tenderness subside naturally. I get up and start for the door when she asks, "Do you think Jasmine, or whatever her real name is, do you think she'll actually pay us?" At the door, I pause. I think about it and say, "I kind of doubt it. I really doubt we'll hear from them again." Gia just nods in uncertain agreement. I turn and depart. Jasmine calls us 2 days later. There's a lot less worry this time when I pull into the complex. What was a shady setting full of danger and unknown is now just kind of poor and run down. I'm a little less anxious about cops in the corners, cooked up gang members around the bend. Though I'm still worried my car is going to get boosted. I hit the door and knock, waiting only a moment. Jasmine again opens the door and greets me with a business smile and a gesture for me to come inside. The tween girl is wearing jeans and a t-shirt, a slight gap between them showing off her slender little waist. The apartment smells like store brand disinfectant, and the kitchen looks noticeably less dingy. There's a new microwave on the counter. There's also a cardboard box for roller skates over in the corner. Jasmine hands me an envelope that was clearly included in a bill. I just slip it into my jacket, as she says. So, the videos move pretty quickly. I was kind of surprised, actually.
What do you even say to that?
I'm delighted, I tell her awkwardly. So, what's the plan? We're going to do 3 scenes again. You and Kyle, Gia and Candy, and then you and me again, Jasmine tells me. Downstairs again? I ask. She nods, bob cut hair, waving when she does. Are you okay? I ask her. She seems confused by the question, big eyes narrowing a little as she cocks her head a bit to the side. She nods again. Candy yells from the back and Jasmine runs off, leaving me in the front. Gia strolls out from the bathroom wearing just flip-flops and a bathrobe. She looks at me and sighs with a sympathetic sigh. Yep, I agree with a snicker. There's an awkward moment where it's just me and Kyle, alone, naked in the kitchen. The boy's half my height and maybe a third of my weight. He's a little on the skinny side, with ribs and the slightest six-pack, born more out of the slenderness than any real muscle. His shoulders, while still narrow, are just starting to thicken. Puberty is just beginning for him. But he's still got the giant eyes of childhood and narrow pink lips. He looks at my dick. That's at about eye level for him. He tilts his head as he watches my erection kind of recede, then looks down at his own uncircumcised penis. He gets confused and looks ready to inquire when, thank the gods, the girls arrive. Sorry, Jasmine says as she sits down the tripod with the cell phone. We couldn't get it to reset, so we had to turn it off and restart it. Yeah, Candy says, like she's determined to contribute. Gia pads behind the two, amused to see me and Kyle naked. Kyle, I want you to bend over the sink, Jasmine says as she sets the scene with the camera. Kyle does as he's instructed, puts his hands on the lips of the sink, and bends over. Stick your butt out, Candy tells her little brother. Kyle stands up on his toes a bit, and a firm little butt juts out. Okay, Jasmine says, certain she's got the shot. Ryan, can you? She makes a very vague gesture between me and Kyle's butt and the bottle of lube on the counter. I look down at my half-flaccid dick, and I can't help but glance at Gia. She has a terribly amused look on her face. It's refreshing to have another adult in the room who has at least a basic understanding of what sex really is and not just a porn version of it. With Ryan still cheeks in the air, I open the lube and squirt a palmful into my hand. I start to lube up my dick, but it's just getting spongier, not harder. I lame it. I again glance at G, and she opens her rope to flash me, laughing as she does. I laugh too, the ice sort of breaking. A little harder now, I approach Cal and begin to lube up between his thighs. I glide my finger down along the crease of his cheeks a few times, liberally applying the clear lube. I slide my middle finger inside his hole, which makes him stiffen and gasp. Relax, I tell him gently. I glide my finger in a few more times, to the joint, then a bit, then two joints, then wait a bit longer, then push all the way into my knuckle. His elbow's bent, and he half leans into the sink, starting to pant harder. I slide up to him, and when we recognize the problem, his butt is about the middle of my hips. With my mostly erect dick, I try to point it down, but it still can't quite get the head to his butt. I look at things for a second, then squat down, but that doesn't do too much. Crap, I mutter. What is it? Candy asks like she's bored. We've got a height problem, Gia says, mostly to me. Can't get it down, she teases. Shh, Jasmine tells them both. Try, she starts to tell me when I take over. I scoop up Cal in my arms and lay him on the counter, his small enough that he can fit. Holding his legs wide, I'm at the perfect height. I put my head against his butt and circle the opening a few times until he swallows eagerly. With the gentlest push, I slide slowly inside of him. His body opens up for me, and he moans loudly. I stop at my head for a second, letting his tender skin pulse as it stretches, being filled. He rolls his head back and whimpers and starts to move on me, and that's it. I tell the little boy as I enter deeper inside of him. I push a bit more, guiding the first third of my dick into him. I glance at the camera that Jasmine's filming us on, and I hold up Kyle's leg far. It tilts his hips a bit, and she can better capture the penetration. Now I start to pump a bit, just light little pulses as I push my head just a bit deeper inside of him. Cal gasps a few times, then he yelps like a hungry puppy. His tiny little dick, barely erect, suddenly squirts clear cum all over his stomach. Tiny little spurts as it pulses, coats his slender belly, practically in time with each of my thrusts. I take hold of his dick, barely bigger than my pinky finger, and stroke it a few times. Just between my index finger and thumb, more clear cum shoots out before the last little bit dribbles out over my fingers. I pull out, now fully rigid. I help the boy slide off the counter, his knees wobbly after the orgasm. He looks at me with huge eyes, utterly amazed at what he just experienced. I hug him across the shoulders and kiss his forehead, then turn to Jasmine, awaiting our next instructions. Okay, she says, looking out from behind the camera. She looks at her little sister and says, you and Gia are up next. Gia and Candy start out in bikinis. Candy's is a simple pink and white affair, like you find at any store. Big, wide straps run over her shoulders and around her back. Dangling ties that hold triangles of fabric over her chest with barely any form, and hips that haven't really even begun to curve. Gia's bikini isn't swimwear, but far more suggestive. The thong doesn't obscure her firm butt, but accentuates it, while the cups of her top leave little to the imagination. Dark gray, the bikini stands out against her skin as she follows Candy into the shower. Water running, Candy gets into the stream with a squeal and a giggle as the still warm water startles her. Gia follows her in, both of them stepping into a rather grungy-looking tub. Asian mom and white daughter rinsing off after the pool. Together. Sure, why not? Gia seems to have no compunction about just jumping right in. She pulls Candy's hair back like she's combing it with her fingers. streams of clear, warm water straight to the dripple out of Candy's hair, goes from bright, youthful blonde to a subdued light brown. Gia gently curls Candy's hair around her hand and gives it a slight tuck. Again, Candy helps playfully as her head is tucked back slightly. Her skinny chest with tiny non-breasts pushes upward, and a pull of her nipples stand out through the thin fabric of her bikini top. Gia reaches around Candy's front and grabs her chest with her own hand and squeezes lustfully. Candy gets this look that's halfway between shocked and confused, like her little prepubescent body doesn't quite know what to do with this feeling. So when Gia tucks her hair again, while pushing her forward, Candy gasps with a moan that a little girl her age clearly doesn't understand. Bent over in the shower, Candy catches herself on her hands, water streaming down over the pair of them. Gia positions herself right behind Candy's hip, one hand holding her hair, the other hand on Candy's lower back so she can't get up. Gia begins to grind into her pelvis rubbing firmly against Candy's. The little girl tries to look back, but Gia tugs at her wet hair, just enough to keep her obediently facing forward. I'm standing behind Jasmine in the doorway of the bathroom, watching her film the scene on the cell phone. I'm still hard from my scene with Kyle, so watching these two ladies go at it only making me hornier. Gia grinds for just a second, then pulls up her bikini top, a pair of large breasts, dropping down, flinging water all over Candy's back. She tugs Candy up by her hair and spins her around, pushing the little girl into her cleavage. Candy's face is buried between the two breasts. For a second, she doesn't seem to know what to do. She looks up at Gia, submissively awaiting instructions. Gia guides Candy's little mouth over to the nipple, and Candy starts to suck on it. I doubt it feels as good as Gia acts, but the woman rolls her head back and makes it seem orgasmic to have that tiny girl sucking on her. Gia bites her and moans loudly. She pinches her other nipple as Candy sucks, then reaches down between her legs. She rubs her hips and then turns her hand around and begins to rub Candy between the legs. Knobby knees begin to shake and Candy eyes close as the water runs down her face, dribbling off her chin. Gia slides Candy's bikini bottom to one side and takes command of the little girl's body. Between Candy's open legs, I can see Gia's middle finger gliding between two tender little folds of skin. It takes her only a second before Candy's panting. A few seconds later, Candy whimpers and starts to move. Her little hips start to wiggle back and forth, uncoordinated body, not understanding what's being done to it, but absolutely loving it. With a single firm slap, Gia pops Candy between the legs and the little girl squeals and collapses against Gia. Gia keeps rubbing, methodically, rather than forcefully. Candy starts to gasp all over again. Gia turns Candy to face the camera, her arms wrapped around the little girl, one hand between her legs, the other hand holding Candy against her. Gia tugs up Candy's bikini to expose her tiny pre-breast, her nipples standing out taller than the mounds of skin that will one day become true breast. Gia keeps churning Candy's tiny little pussy, coaxing another orgasm from her. Candy stammers and yelps as she comes a second time. She looks like she's going to cry. Her face is contorted for tears. But she nods her head like she can't get another orgasm fast enough. I can see Gia's knuckle draw out from the others, and the fingers angle differently. As soon as it pushes in, Candy's expression changes noticeably. Her eyes go wide, opening huge as her face goes pale. Gia is pushed inside her. Candy's discovered true bliss. She looks up at the ceiling of the shower. She starts licking her lips over and over, her tiny little hips pulsing like a little puppy, like she's trying to hump Gia's hand. Gia just keeps the little girl pinned against her body as she's finger-fucking her in the shower. Candy's face tightens up like she's ate the world's most sour candy. Her looks clam up on Gia's hand, and her arms pull up. She begins to shake, water sprinkling all over us. She repeats, oh, 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 again and again, like she's got brain a freeze. She then suddenly opens her eyes and starts to melt into a soggy noodle in Gia's arm. Gia lets little girl collapse against her, gently bringing her down from what may have been her first real orgasm. With a long, cooling sigh, Gia turns off the faucet, looks at me and Jasmine. Jasmine looks too stunned to think, only after a moment finally turning off the video. Wow, she mutters. She glances back at me, and I'm suddenly worried she expects me to get her off like that. Fuck, I want to get off like that. Candy looks like she's seen a ghost as she steps out of the bathtub, water pooling off of her. She looks back at Gia as the woman steps out, like she wants to follow her anywhere she goes for the rest of her life. Gia takes a towel off the sink and begins to dry off her hair. She notices Candy's attention and smiles and begins to towel her off. She goes from mind-blowing sex starlet to a doubting mom with ease. I remember from a few days ago, her getting off while sniffing her own daughter's panties and wonder how far a divide there is between the two roles. Okay, Jasmine says, putting some of her brain back. Candy, change your pajamas. I want you to get a nap like Kyle. I'm not sleepy, Candy protests, sounding like she just ran a marathon. I know, just try, Jasmine tells her. She looks again back at me and says, are you ready? I nod and we head down for the dungeon.